Feeder cattle futures rallied strong on Wednesday. Protein substitution will likely add to the time it takes pork consumption to rebound in China. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, but many expect prices this week to be no worse than steady. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. The AMS reporter noted that packer buyers weren't keen on pushing the market, especially on steers weighing more than 1,500 pounds, but had to pay more to get them bought. There were just four lots, 666 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, and no takers. Cattle futures rallied on Wednesday, led by feeder cattle, amid more active trade and growing open interest. It was hard to pin the optimism on a particular factor. Arguably, some support came from traders trying to get in front of a potential trade deal with China. Leaders from those nations are scheduled to meet tomorrow and Friday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.40 higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and lower on select, with light to moderate demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was a dollar higher Wednesday afternoon at $214.60 a hundredweight. Select was 94 cents lower at $186.12. Corn futures closed mainly unchanged to fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher through November of 20 and then mostly unchanged to fractionally higher. Feeder weight cattle continued to trend mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. There are too few comparable calf offerings a day earlier for a trend. A total of 8,307 head were on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, there are 6,423 head. Steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower, but mostly steady at 1,000 to 1,100 pounds. Heifers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers weighing 850 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $7 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska with 3,700 head on hand. The exception was $3 lower for steers at 800 pounds. There was no trend for heifers. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, feeder steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing more than 750 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. There are 3,010 head on offer. Feeder heifers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher in a limited test at Winter Livestock in Dodge City with 2,492 head on offer. There is no trend for feeder steers. Lower undertones were noted for calves. Finally, yearling steers and feeder heifers sold steady to a dollar higher at St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. A steady to lower undertone was noted for a limited test of calves. There were 1,832 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Wednesday as the U.S.-China trade talk seesaw continued to rock to the upside this time with reports that China might settle for a partial deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 181 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 26 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 79 points. Regardless of the decline in Chinese pork production, the gap between Chinese supply and Chinese demand will be filled by either imported pork or substitution of an alternative protein product, says Brenda Botel, a livestock economist at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. Prior to the outbreak of African swine fever in China, Botel explains that nation's annual per capita consumption of pork was approximately 73 pounds. It was 13 pounds for beef and 25 pounds for poultry. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Botel explains Chinese pork consumption is expected to drop sharply in response to soaring prices as well as lack of physical supply. In an attempt to curb price increases and subsequent inflation, she says China released reserve pork supplies and established price ceilings. Even so, Chinese pork prices have increased 33% to 100% since January. She adds that retail prices are also at record high levels for sheep, beef, and chicken. Chinese pork imports were 30% higher year over year for January through August, according to Votel. U.S. pork exports to China during that time were 38% higher. She adds that Chinese beef imports increased approximately 57% over the same period. U.S. beef exports to China were up 24%. Given that Chinese beef imports are increasing at a faster rate than pork, and that Chinese beef and poultry prices are at record levels, Votel says one can assume there has been some substitution from pork consumption to alternative proteins. Further, she notes that pork production has increased in China due to the shorter production cycle relative to pork or beef, as well as poultry's similar price point to pork. If Chinese consumers switch to poultry in the short run to accommodate the Chinese pork shortage, then Votel says it will take some time for Chinese pork consumption to rebound. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 10th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.